Chapter 9. Free the Children.
What can one person do about a global problem? We often feel we can't do much more than just give some money to a charity and believe that there are people who will do the rest. But behind every charity, there is always somebody who started it. Let's meet Craig Kielberger, a young man from Canada. He started a worldwide organization called Free the Children when he was just 12 years old.
The inspiration of Iqbal Massey. In 1995, Craig was at home looking through a Toronto newspaper for comics when he saw a picture of Iqbal Massey. Craig read the touching story of how Iqbal's parents had sold their son to a Pakistani carpet factory because Iqbal's father couldn't pay back his loan. For 6 years, Iqbal worked chained to the carpet loom 16 hours a day. He was often beaten, and he was given just a bowl of rice every day. At the age of 10, he managed to escape. After that, he fought for rights and freedom for Pakistani children. He was shot when he was 12, probably by the carpet factory people. This news changed Craig's life.
Start a Free the Children, FTC. Craig compared Iqbal's life to his in Canada. His life was easy, going to school, doing sports, and hanging out with friends. He was shocked to find that there still was slavery and that many millions of children had to work in terrible circumstances. He photocopied the article about Iqbal and gave it to his classmates. He spoke in his class and invited friends to talk about it in his home. His crusade had started. As a result, a group of 12-year-olds got active. They wrote petitions to political leaders and heads of corporations and gave speeches in schools. They collected 3,000 names to free an Indian leader who was imprisoned because he had spoken out against child labor, and they sent the list and a letter to the Indian Prime Minister in a shoebox. This action freed the man. In the beginning, the Kielberger home served as the world headquarters for FTC. Today, the organization is worldwide and the head offices are in Ontario. FTC has over 1,000 youth and action groups all over North America. It is a young people's organization, which wants to encourage young people to make a difference. They want youth to believe that they have the power to change things. As Craig said himself, young people have to work twice as hard as adults for people to believe in them.